Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Chatzah Gedolah Isa B'Yerushalayim, there was a large courtyard in Yerushalayim. Ubeis Yazik, Hissin Nekres. This courtyard, which was surrounded by gates, was called Yazik. Yazik means surrounded by a stone gate. Ulasham Kala Edim Miskansim. And it is there, in this courtyard, that all of the Edim that come to testify about seeing the new moon, Miskansim, they gather. Ubezdin Boitken Oisim Sham, and Bezdin checks them out over there to see if their Edus makes sense. We're going to see later how Bezdin makes the Bedika. Now there were incentives for the Edom. It's like the Mishnah Vayitra, Sudas Gedolos Oisim Lehem. They made big Sudas in this courtyard. Bishvil Shi Rugilin Lavoi. This way they'll be accustomed to coming. People will want to go. So that whoever sees the Chiddush Halavana shouldn't say, nah, Shlepti Yerushalayim, what for? But if you think, oh, if I go, I'm going to be by this big Suda, that'll be an incentive for people to go. And they did this, whether it was Shabbos, whether it was weekday. That's what the Rambam says. The other Rishonim learned that they did it only for those that had to come on Shabbos. They needed an extra incentive because they may have been like, oh yeah, I should go on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in the Sefer Kolboy, Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, it says, the reason we have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh is as a Zecher for the Suda that they made for the Edom who came to say that they saw the new moon. Before we go weiter, let's make a Shtikel Hagdama. Especially for those of us that learned Masechtas Erevin, we know there's something called Tchum Shabbos. You can't go wherever you want on Shabbos. There's a limit to how far you can go. If somebody goes past the Tchum, the din is all he has is 4 amos. He has to stay there until Mitzvah Shabbos. However, if he's in an area surrounded by mechitzas, let's say he's in a city that's surrounded by a wall, or in a courtyard surrounded by a geder, so sometimes it's mutter for him to go throughout the entire area, and sometimes not. Why did this person leave the tchum? Could it be that robbers or kidnappers or someone just grabbed him and schlepped him out? Or let's say somehow he didn't realize that he's walking past the tchum and he reminds himself only afterwards. Under the circumstances, it's mutter for him to walk throughout. But let's say he left on his own. He knew it was Shabbos, he knew there's a tchum, and he knew until here is the tchum. But whatever, he wanted to go, and he decided to go anyway. Even though right now he's in a place that's surrounded by a gate or a mechitzais, all he has is dalet amos, at least according to most Rishonim. Having said that, let's see our Mishnah. The Rishonim at first, lo yezaz mishnah, the Edom that came on Shabbos from outside the Tchum. Now, not only were they allowed to come, they were supposed to come. But at first, they would not leave the courtyard to enter into the city Kaliyem the entire day, meaning the entire Shabbos. There was no question they were allowed to walk around the entire courtyard. They came for a Dvar Mitzvah, they did the right thing. There's no Havamin, they should be limited to Dalet Amos. But the question is, can they leave the courtyard and walk around in the city? So at first the answer was no, stay in the courtyard, there was plenty to do there, there was plenty of food like we learned beforehand. I'm sure there were plenty of Svarim and Shiurim. Enjoy your time in the courtyard. However, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin made a takana, Sheyem Mehalchen Al Payim Amal L'Chol Ruach. Not only was it mutter for them to leave the courtyard and to walk around in the city, but they could walk around in the city and they have 2,000 amis in each direction past the city limits. V'loy Eilu Bulvad, and this wasn't said only for these Edom that came to testify that they saw the new moon. Ela Af, the same is true for HaChachama. HaChachama, in this mission, refers to a Mieledes, a midwife, Habah, that is coming from outside of the Tchum, Liyalid, to help a baby be born. That's Bekoach Nefesh. It's Mutter, not only Mutter, she is obligated to do whatever it takes, including going outside of the Tchum. The Habah of someone who comes, Mechutz L'Tchum, Lahatzel, to save someone, Min Hadleika, from a fire, he shouldn't be hurt, Min Hagayis, or maybe from enemy soldiers, Umin Ana, or from a river that he shouldn't drown, Umin Hamapailas, or let's say a wall caved in on someone and there's still a chance to be able to save him. All these people that came Mechutz L'Tchum, being that they came B'Rishus, even though we're using the word Rishus, it means more than Rishus. They came because they were supposed to come, it was a mitzvah for them to come. Hare Elu, all of these people are considered Ka'an She'ir. Like the people of the city, if the people of that city can go till the edge of the city and then 2,000 amas in each direction, they can as well. Because our concern is if we're not going to give them this heter, the next time they're going to hesitate going. So again, they are like the people of the city, v'yeshlem alpayim amaluchal ruach, and they have 2,000 amas in each direction from the end of the city. And this is true even if the city is not surrounded by a wall. Okay, so quickly, Chaz, we go over what we learned. There's a large courtyard in Yerushalayim. It was called Beis Yazik, surrounded by a stone fence. That's where all the Edom came, and Bezdin would check them out to see if their Edus made sense. We're still going to learn Bezdin had different questions to tell whether or not the Edom were saying the truth. They would provide them with big sudais. Some say this was only for the Edom that came on Shabbos. Some say they always did it. It's a machlokes rishonim. And again, the purpose of the sudais, to make people want to go, as an incentive. At first, whoever came, if he was coming from outside of the Tchum, he had to stay in the Chatzar. However, Rabban Gamliel made a takana. According to Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, not only were they permitted to leave the Chatzar and to feel free to walk around the city, but they were able to even walk past the city 2,000 amis in all directions. Not only the Edom that came to testify about the new moon, the same is true for a Mayaledes, comes to help with a baby, someone who comes to save someone from a fire, or from enemies, or to save someone out of a river, or someone who knows how to save someone that's stuck under a wall that fell. In all these situations, when they came, mechutz l'tchum, we say, you are free to walk around the entire city. We're not going to say you only have dalet amos, which is the din of someone who just walks out of the tchum shalai b'rishos. But in addition to be able to walk around the city, you can also go 2,000 amos in each direction past the city. In other words, you have the same din as the people of the city. Now, Bereshayna, in the original Takana, before Rabban Gamliel said, we have to make it easier for them, because we don't want people to say, oh, I don't know if I should go, I'm going to be stuck. No, go, don't worry, you'll be free to move around. We don't want any restrictions on someone that has to come to save someone, to do a Dvar Mitzvah, because human nature is, if you're restricted, you may hesitate to go. What about before this Takana? So we said the Edom that came to the Chatzah could walk around the Chatzah, but not outside of the Chatzah. Why not? After all, isn't all of Yerushalayim surrounded by a wall? So why were they limited to the Chatzah even before the Takana? And the answer is, says Tosfos, we're talking about during the times of the Yevanim, where huge parts of the wall had already been broken down. Therefore, Yerushalayim would be considered like a Rishus Harab. So if not for Rabban Gamliel's Takana, they would have been limited just to the Chatzah that was surrounded by the stone fence.